It wouldn't be Valentine's Day without sweethearts, those little heart-shaped candies with sugary phrases like puppy love and sweet pea. For the first time in 145 years, the company that makes sweethearts, Necco, has revamped the original recipe. The new candies have brighter colors, bolder flavors, and more current expressions. Patty White reports.
Sweethearts are about as American as apple pie, at least in terms of tradition. But when it comes to flavor, the comparison ends for some.
I would describe the taste to be like a delicious chalk.
It's kind of a classic taste. They're subtle and a little bitter.
Well, they're okay. They're kind of weird tasting, but
kind of like medicine, like Pepto-Bismol a little bit.
That was Keith Luke, Jamie Boucher, and Jonah and Sarah Spiegel at the Old Port Candy Company in Portland, Maine. Despite mixed opinions on flavor, Sweethearts are the number one selling non-chocolate Valentine's Day candy. At Necco's factory in Revere, Massachusetts, workers stamp and print about 6 billion Sweethearts a year. But the company's vice president of operations, Dave Smith, says they still saw room for improvement.
Definitely tastes kind of bland.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it. There's a little something chalky about it.
Yes. And I think everybody will say the same thing. The original Sweethearts were a bit chalky. Some people really like eating chalky, but the idea is that the new flavors and textures are much more candy-like, and you can enjoy them more because they taste a little better.
For Necco, better is bolder. Out are banana and wintergreen, in are green apple and blue raspberry. Along with the new flavors, Necco is printing updated sayings on Sweethearts, all chosen from a consumer contest. The top picks? Tweet me and text me. Those choices aren't too surprising, says Necco brand manager Amy Scott.
Now with social media and with Twitter and with Facebook and all these other really powerful social media engines and blogs, we've really been able to change that relationship that companies have with their consumers. So it's much more of a two-way dialogue, and that really enables consumers to say, hey, here's what I want, and for companies to be really responsive in meeting those consumer needs.
Of course, the real test is whether the new flavors hold up to today's discerning palates. 14-year-old Anthony Lewis was disappointed when he heard Sweethearts change their recipe, but then he tried a new one.
These taste more flavorful than the other ones. They, like, have a distinct orange taste, because this one is orange.
Do you think it's a good idea?
I think it is. I think it tastes delicious.
Yeah. If you don't like the new Sweethearts, there are other options. Brock's makes their own version of Conversation Hearts, which are unchanged this year. Or if sugar isn't your thing, you can now send virtual Sweethearts through Twitter. For NPR News, I'm Patty White.
This is NPR News.